Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, it is time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferentino. Certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Please, folks, check out the website, a great website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Mr. Ferentino, of course, a registered representative offering securities advisory services. All three United Planets Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, not affiliated. Good to have you. A little bit of a downside on Friday. Futures down a little bit. But all in all, I don't even know what to expect after this weekend as far as the unrest on Wall Street. Good Monday morning to you, sir. Tough times, but a good one.
I just listened to your rant, whatever you call that, the soapbox thing. But I'm going to be the guy that calms Jay Oliver down. How's that? We'll talk about the market, the reality, the stuff that hits your wallet. We could posit about things that happen in communities across the United States and make them national things. But here, the economy is something that's national, and that's what we focus on. And it's so important to stay focused on that, because you can really get lost into the discussion of all these other things that are, they're somewhat important. I mean, there's social issues. But the bottom line is that it doesn't put people back to work. And so our job is to, as an economy, I hope, is to put people back to work and do what we can to do that in a safe and orderly fashion. Because the bottom line is you could have anarchy forever, but then nothing's happening. You know, so then everything just goes down. So, and then you get thugs running the country. We have last week, Jay, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was very, very positive. I don't, you know, maybe it was missed by all this news, but I think it came out. Okay, let me just do the math. Here's my numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 3.7% for the week. The S&P 500 up 3.2% for the week. The NASDAQ up 2.2% for the week. Usually the NASDAQ is a top performer, but the Dow Jones takes the crown for the week. We have oil up 3.4%. We're now at $35.07 a barrel. Gasoline is becoming a little more expensive at the pumps as we go into the summer. Usually that happens around Memorial Day anyway, but now we're getting back to, we're still well below the $70 a barrel, we're half of that. But at 35, it's a heck of a lot better. The bonds are at up 0.2%. So we're looking at the 10-year treasury. Is at a 0.65. Cost of borrowing, very low. Indicator of inflation, very low. So very, very impressive week. You know, generally, as we go into the summer, it gets a little more volatile. We'll see what that looks like. We're seeing you know, some very good, you know, there's the three letters that everybody's looking at, Jay. One's called a V-shaped recovery. One's called a U-shaped recovery. And the third is called an L-shaped recovery. Let's go with the L. L means you go down and then you stay down. That's the L-shaped recovery. You know, if you have a chart of things moving and then we have this drop and then it stays flat. The U-shaped recovery is something that drops. That's the first part of the U. And then like a sort of a protracted decline across the bottom a little bit, and then a rebound back to the baseline, and then back up. And then a V-shaped is really a steep downturn followed by a quick bounce back in economic recovery. So I think those are the three letters we're looking at. Somewhere, so far, we're all looking at possibly a U, maybe a V. And I'm telling you, we, the United States, when compared to other countries, have had the strongest rebound than anything else that any other country in the world. So, you know, we were late to the table in terms of, you may not print this, we were late to the table in terms of getting it a few weeks behind Italy and parts of Europe and China, of course. But we are the first, way by far, we are the first out of the COVID crisis. going forward in terms of the economy. So that's very, very impressive. And we have some more vaccines, and then there's some scientists have been getting some traction over the weekend, basically stating that the virus has its course, it's matured, and if it starts running out of hosts or places to live as the air gets more humid or whatever, and the CDC 2 weeks ago said you don't have to wipe down surfaces as much anymore, it's not going to survive on surfaces. So I don't know, but that certainly is reflected in our numbers and our declines across the board, including the social distancing. And so there's still a lot of science looking at it. But, that is only for people saying, well, we'll never get back until we have a vaccine. But, AIDS doesn't have a vaccine. So then you look at some of these things and say, okay, well, but the studies show that maybe it's starting to, as a virus has started to mature. So that puts us in there. So that's the news in terms of economics. We're, concerned about the riots from my perspective is that a lot of these cities are already kind of cash strapped before this riot happened, and then they got to pay for policing to protect the cities. As you alluded to, some of these cities they kind of let things go, and I think you saw that this weekend. Minneapolis, certainly Friday night, they didn't bring in fire departments or trucks to preserve any property well until after I was up till 2 that night. So it was 1 o'clock our time, which is 12 o'clock Minneapolis, St. Paul time. These are cities that are not extremely healthy cities financially. So I'm just curious as to how this all plays out. But they're already looking for money from stimulus and et cetera, et cetera. So how are they going to recover? You look at municipalities, even including, like you said earlier, New York. It's a big concern when you have a lot of damage and destruction. But I think in the end, if I was able to do an outside analysis, in the end, there's going to be people just between the virus and this, people are going to drift out of the cities. And so by putting on a display for the United States and not having control, I think all you're doing is signaling a lot of people in the population. Again, and probably nobody's talking about it. You're signaling to a lot of people in the population that, hey, I want my house in the suburbs. I want to be out of the city. I want my property. I want to be able to defend my property and so I can raise a family in a safe place. And all of this media is just fueling all that to push the people that were moving out of the cities to move quicker. And it started with COVID. I'm not saying COVID was the end all, but if you can't make the city safe, then that's another problem. So when I look at that, I said, hey, how about housing starts? How about private? Let's follow the suburbanization of the cities. What stocks, what companies will do well in this environment? And so that's my angle. And so I'm set today, over the weekend, I started doing some analysis and started looking at, who does well? How about some of these home builders like Toll Brothers, Beazer Homes? What about some of these, new construction firms that are out there? I'm very interested in that. I was trying to get an infrastructure deal, which is a very big deal, but it involves a lot of times you throw money at cities.
There you, my
build
friend.
Cities and, good.
All good points. Let's see. I tell you, you talk the key word analysis. A lot of analysis has to go in over the last couple of days, and we'll see what the next couple brings. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.